Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to call the Committee on Appropriations Subcommittee on Agriculture, Environment, and General Government to order. Robin is filling in for us today, so thank you for doing so. Would you please call the roll?
Chair Albritton.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez.
Here.
Senator Osley.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Boyd.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Broder.
Here.
Senator Garcia.
Here.
Senator Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Stewart. Senator Thurston?
Here.
A quorum is present.
Okay, thanks. Let's stand, and Senator Garcia will lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God bless America. COVID-19 precautions will limit access to Senate Legislative Committee meetings, although members of the public will be able to testify remotely at the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center. Anyone wishing to testify before a committee must fill out an appearance card, hand it to a member of the sergeant's office at the Civic Center. These appearance cards will be delivered to the committee administrative assistant. As time permits, public testimony will be taken on each of the committee agenda items. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. To be clear, our decorum standards are the same for the Civic Center as they are at the Capitol, and we'd ask that you silence all electronic devices and observe social distancing guidelines. Let's go ahead and take up tab one. We have Senator Wright here to present committee substitute for Senate Bill 390 on prescription drug coverage. Senator Wright, you are recognized to explain the bill. We do have one amendment that needs to be taken care of. How do you want to proceed?
I'll explain the bill first, if I may, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And I really appreciate you all meeting today to hear this bill. I'll try to keep it under 2 hours.
We vote for 2 minutes, but go ahead. Yes, sir.
I better start talking. So CS for SB 390 authorizes the Office of Insurance Regulation to perform market conduct examinations of each pharmacy benefit manager as authorized to other regulated entities. The legislature had previously granted this authority, but OIR stated the intent was not clear. So this language clarifies authority and imposes the cost of the examination on the PBM, as it does with other regulated entities. In the same vein, the legislature previously imposed pharmacy audit guidelines to provide fairness in the audit process. This bill moves the authority from the Board of Pharmacy to OIR for consistency with the authority granted to OIR. It provides clarity by defining generic versus brand name drugs for reimbursement purposes. This bill also clarifies and reiterates that the Managed Care Organization, or HMO, contracting with the PBM must ensure statutory provisions imposed are followed by the PBM. It also authorizes OIR to make rules to implement the law, and it provides a July 1, 2021 effective date. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Wright.
Thank you.
We do have an amendment. It is barcode 279254 by Senator Thurston. Would you like to explain the amendment?
Yes, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senator Wright, for bringing the bill. It's an encompassing bill, and it addresses a lot of the issues that we have been talking about in this area. But the amendment, Mr. Chairman, allows ORR to order a health insurer or HMO to cancel a PBM contract or amendment if the ORR determines the fees to be paid to the PBM are so unreasonable high that the contract or amendment is detrimental to the insurer's policyholders, and that's the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Any? Yes, sir.
I have some questions, if I could. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there a calculation in there, Senator Thurston, about what is deemed to be detrimental to a policyholder? The language seems awfully vague in that it's unreasonably high. I know that these products are priced all over the board, and it's because of what they get for them. But is there a standard by which the pricing is done?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you for the question, Senator. No, there's not. what we see here is that ORR will be, by this bill, be given additional regulatory oversight of the PBMs, and that's the basis of the bill itself. And basically, we're saying that it would be OIR who would determine. I'm sure there would be issues like policyholders who would be concerned about it, pharmaceutical companies who may be bringing these concerns to their attention, but it'll be totally up to OIR.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And then so similarly with the pricing, the finding for OIR is that the contract is detrimental to the policyholders. Is there a definition in there about what detrimental means? Does that mean it's more expensive? Does it mean their health outcomes are worse? Does it mean they're not getting the prescription drugs that their doctor recommended as medically necessary? What is the definition of detrimental to a policyholder?
Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
More expensive.
I'll save it for debate then. Thanks.
Thanks. Senator Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this perhaps may be more directed at the bill sponsor, if that's okay?
Sure.
I mean, on the amendment. First, is it a friendly amendment?
It is a friendly amendment.
Is this the language that we took out in B&I in order to hear the bill in that venue?
Yes, sir.
And it wasn't friendly then, but it's friendly now?
No, it's a friendly amendment.
I'll save the rest for debate. Thank you, sir.
thank you for the clarification, Senator Boyd. Any other questions? We do have some public testimony. We have a Claudia DeVant, which is with the Florida Pharmacy Association, and she is waving in support. We have Jeff Kottkamp, and he is with Small Business Pharmacies Aligned for Reform. And he will be speaking in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators, normally I wouldn't speak on this amendment, but I think it's important. And I want to thank not only Senator Wright for filing this bill, you for hearing it, and Senator Thurston for this amendment. I think you all know that PBMs make hundreds of millions of dollars here in Florida just off of the taxpayers from Medicaid, as well as your employee health plan. And amazingly, it's one of the few businesses in Florida that's almost completely unregulated. As a matter of fact, for a PBM to operate in the state of Florida, they're required to register and pay $5. $5. And the penalty, if they don't pay that $5, there is none. And so this amendment and the underlying bill really go to this complete lack of regulation of a huge industry here in Florida that, as I said before, makes a lot of money off of our taxpayers. Now, the only other regulation that the legislature has passed related to PBMs was a few years ago. They used to have a clause in their contracts that said if a pharmacist told a patient, and as an example, you as a state senator, if you went to fill a prescription and your pharmacist told you, you know, if you buy this outside of the state plan, it would be cheaper, they would be able to kick that pharmacist out of the network. And fortunately, the legislature said no more of these gag clauses. That's it. That and the $5 is the sum total of the regulation of PBM. So the underlying bill for Senator Wright,
I don't want to debate it,
starts adding some fairness to this and some oversight by moving, in a broad sense, the regulation of PBMs to OIR. And the amendment simply says, as was referenced, if the fees paid to a PBM are so unreasonably high as to be detrimental to the patient or the policyholder, or you as a state employee for that matter, then OIR would have the option, not the requirement, but the option to cancel the contract. And so PBMs are opposed to this amendment because they know their fees are unreasonably high, and they know that the current system is bad for patients. They'll tell you that PBMs are already regulated by OIR. That's not true. And frankly, right now, there's no process to even complain to anybody about the misdeeds of PBMs. So for all these reasons, we're thankful for this amendment. I hope that you will support it.
Thank you. Next, we have Michael Cantenz with the Pharmaceutical Care Management Association, and we'll be speaking against.
Good afternoon, Senators. Good afternoon, Chair Albritton. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you. PCMA is the National Trade Association for Pharmacy Benefit Managers. And I would like to start by saying we are neutral on the underlying bill. We believe it does address some of the concerns that OIR pointed out, that pharmacists have complained about, that they don't have clear directive as to how they oversee and regulate PBMs. That being said, we do oppose this amendment. It does add some vague language, as Senators Broder and Boyd pointed out, that attempts to put OIR in the position of comparing terms between two highly sophisticated business entities and their different insurers and different PBMs and the way that they go about conducting business. OIR already protects policyholders in the way that their actuaries look at the insurance rates every single year. And so we are a subcontractor of that insurance company, so we fall within that examination. Thank you.
And last, we have Michael Jackson with the Florida Pharmacy Association waving in support. That's all we have. Is there anybody else at the Civic Center that would like to provide testimony on the amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Please make sure they fill out a speaker card. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate, I already have filled out a card and I submitted it about 15 minutes ago. But thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Barney Bishop. I represent Small Business Pharmacies Aligned for Reform. I won't repeat the comments from Governor Kottkamp because he was exactly on point, but I want to thank Senator Thurston for putting this amendment forward. In the first committee meeting, Senator Thurston asked about why an amendment was done that took out this exact language. And the reason is because the PBMs did not want this. You've already heard that they're not regulated. In fact, just Caremark alone, and there are three major PBMs, Caremark, CVS, owned CVS drugstores alone, revenue last year was $119 billion. That's more than the entire budget of the state of Florida. Yet there seems to be some concern about one of the largest multi-billion dollar international corporations in the world that they might have to suffer under some vague language. And senators, the reason why it's vague language is because every time we've tried to put specific language, they oppose that as well. So if you don't accept this amendment today, you're not going to be regulating them at all. And when Governor Kottkamp told you that there was a $5 fee, senators, a hair braider pays more for a license than a multi-billion dollar company. A plumber pays more for a license than a multi-billion dollar company. A lawyer, a doctor, every single profession in the state of Florida pays more than $5, which is a joke. A $10,000 fine in the bill itself takes about 2.5 minutes for them to earn. It's a joke. And so, senators, representing neighborhood pharmacies, there's 1,300 of them. I heard Mr. Cantenz tell you that they're regulated by OIR. They're not really, because they are subcontractors. And the idea that the Office of Insurance Regulation isn't sophisticated enough to compare insurance through different companies and different plans makes a mockery of the entire concept of the Office of Insurance Regulation, which regulates insurance companies and certainly, absolutely knows how to compare insurance rates
with different companies
under different plans. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll wrap up. Thank you, Senators. Please support this amendment.
Okay, is there anybody else that would like to give testimony at the Civic Center on the amendment?
No, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
May I make a comment, sir? Mr. Chairman? May I make a comment?
Sure.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you, Senator Thurston. I really do want to thank you for offering this amendment. And I certainly agree that those items are important. But as we try to match up to the House bills today, I would ask that you withdraw this amendment, please.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I would like to do just that. I would like to withdraw the amendment. And I want to thank you for hearing the bill and allowing the individuals who have testified to put their testimony on the record. I would like to say that this bill goes a long way to getting us to where we are trying to get to, and there are a lot of good things in the bill, and for that reason, I want to withdraw the amendment because I think this is a good bill without the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We'll show the amendment withdrawn. Thank you, Senator Thurston. We're back on the bill. Any questions on the bill? All right, we do have some public testimony. It looks like a Chris Newland, Florida Chapter of American College of Physicians, is waving in support. Claudia Devant, Florida Pharmacy Association, is waving in support. Cynthia Henderson with EPIC Pharmacies, Epic Pharmacies, waving in support. Steve Wynn with the Florida Osteopathic Medical Association, waving in support. Jeff Kottkamp, Small Business Pharmacies Aligned for Reform, waving in support. And Michael Jackson, Florida Pharmacy Association, is waving in support. Is there anybody else at the Civic Center that would like to provide testimony on the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman, Barney Bishop, and I waved in support, and I already submitted that paperwork as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. Okay.
Okay.
Any debate? You recognize the close?
Wave close, sir.
Please call the roll on the bill.
Senator Ausley. Senator Berman. Senator Boyd, Senator Bradley, yes. Senator Broder,
yes.
Senator Garcia,
yes.
Senator Mayfield,
yes.
Senator Stewart, Senator Thurston,
yes.
Vice Chair Rodriguez,
yes.
Chair Albritton.
Yes, by your vote, we will show committee substitute for Senate Bill 390 reported favorably. See, there were no senators that needed to record anything. This will likely be our last meeting for this term. And I appreciate very much all of the input. The leadership shown on this committee has been phenomenal. And I thank you. It has made my life a significant blessing over these last few weeks. Thank you very much. Is there anything that anyone would like to add?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you for the way you've conducted the committee. And quite frankly, I want to thank you for having one of the most interesting stories that I've heard was the story about the snake that in your district that you and some of your friends jumped out to see exactly what kind of snake it was, even though it was 10 feet long. I just want to thank you for that story that I shared with my community.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate that. It was a little over 16 feet, but who's counting? But thank you, sir. Anything else anybody would like to add? All right, good. Well, Senator Bradley moves that we adjourn. Is there an objection? Okay. Show us adjourned. Thank you.